AS Repair.
Hey, is Jerry in?
This Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
All right.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, we actually were in contact, let's see here, it was a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, our equipment financing and working capital, but at the time you say you didn't have anything in the pipeline, just check back in towards the end of the year to see how everything's going. So giving you a friendly call back, kind of reintroducing myself and seeing if there's anything we can do to help out.
Nah, still not at this time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, is there a typical time of the year where you do evaluate your business needs, whether that's for equipment or capital?
Right now, I'm working by myself. We're just going along.
Yeah, just chugging along. How's the year been treating you since we last talked?
Oh, been beat up a bit, but we're getting over it.
Yeah, do you typically start to pick up towards the end of the year here? I mean,
I stay busy all year. I've had employee issues this year.
Oh, what had happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Reworks and reworks and reworks.
Got it.
I always take labor time off of tickets.
Okay, so the payroll is becoming the issue, right?
I fired everybody.
Yeah, just getting kind of sick and tired of what they were doing and saying, not putting the effort in.
Yep.
Kind of to refresh my memory Jerry, what type of repairs do you make?
We work on agricultural equipment.
Okay, so anything that ranges from tractors, trailers, things like that?
Tractors, balers, cutters. We work on some dozers and backhoes, things like that.
Right. I mean, you guys are still out there in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's the market out there for that?
I mean, I stay steadily behind.
Okay. And typically, do your customers, they just, are they returning customers or they're always
I get new ones, you know, quite often, but yeah, I get lots and lots of return customers.
So how are you handling all the work all by yourself right now?
I'm just tell everybody they want me to do it. They just have to be patient and I'll get to it when I get to it.
Right. Okay. Now, do you use like special types of equipment for the repairs?
Oh yeah, I use, you know, stands that you can roll a tractor in two pieces with, and lifting equipment, stuff like that.
Right. Like big lifts, things of that nature. Do you typically bring on new equipment every few years or so?
Nah, I just get it as I need it.
Right, okay. Yeah, the as-needed basis would make a lot more sense. when the job comes, if you don't have something, then you got to get it pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah,
Do you just do all repairs? Do you sell equipment yourself? Do you sell machines?
We don't sell any machines.
Have you ever wanted to get into that nature, or have you always just liked the repair part of it?
I like the repair part of it. I wouldn't mind, having an actual tractor dealership, but help in Schulenburg, Texas almost does not exist.
Ah, got it. So location is playing a main part of that.
Yeah, I mean, the work, it's here. You just can't find nobody that wants to work for a living anymore.
You know, that's surprising that you say that. I've kind of ran into a few of my clients who've had the same issue. And they're saying that none of the younger generation really wants to, put the effort that comes with hard work and a good pay. So it's a little disheartening to see that that's what's going to become our future, right?
Yeah, it don't look good.
Okay. Well, Jerry, how about we do this? I know financing isn't at the top of your priority list right now, but if something does come up in the future, maybe I can, be at least of a resource for you here. What's the best email address? I can shoot you over my contact info, so you have me on file at least.
It's jsrepair2013@gmail.com.
All right. Now, Jerry, I got to ask, to kind of refresh your memory a little bit on how we originally got you guys pre-approved with us. It was because you had done some work, looks like it was with a working capital loan last December. Does that ring a bell?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it was like a short-term business loan that you probably took out.
Yeah,
how was your relationship with that? Did you like the terms and rates that they gave you, or is it something you just needed to have cash on hand?
Something I needed to do to keep going.
Right. And now since you're pretty much a one-man operation right now, you've definitely cut down on costs.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if you start to hire on new people? Do you have extra cash on hand to cover those payroll costs?
No.
Okay. Well, well, that's essentially what one of our programs does to help out, is if you start to rehire really good employees and you know you want to retain them and keep them for the business and put them on like a, you know, set schedule where you, you know, have the payroll and everything, but you need the cash to pay them, that's when I can help out. So give me a call when that time comes, and we can put some cash into your accounts to, you know, pay these guys if you find some good guys to work for you.
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, do you want me to just follow up with you every now and then, see how everything's going on?
Yeah, if you want to, that's fine.
Okay. I'll give you a call in a couple months, just see how business has been.
All right, man.
All right, Jay. Take care, okay?
All right. You do the same. Thanks.
Stay in touch. Bye.